Hi there, this is Pride Weekly. We'll start with Monday. Lesbian Visibility Week begins today, raising awareness of queer women and non-binary people. It's a chance to celebrate the progress made when it comes to acceptance and to highlight the challenges still being faced. 2024's theme is Unified, Not Uniform, celebrating the diverse experiences and strength of the community. So, courtesy of Cut, here's a small assortment of lesbians, I don't know the collective noun, on what they wish more people understood about them.
We don't want to be men. We don't hate men. I have a distaste for some of them, but that's different.
We're not all like that, and we are very personable and wonderful people to be around. You know, we are just like you are.
We're not waiting for the right guy to come around and change our mind, like, I promise.
I'm still stuck on what the collective noun for lesbians should be. Click on Question of the Day on our Instagram and let us know. Gender recognition laws in Western Australia are being reformed. Means trans people won't be forced to have surgery before they're legally acknowledged. They'll just need a statement of support from a doctor or psychologist. The state's Gender Recognition Board, which oversees the current lengthy legal process, is being scrapped. West Australians will also be able to identify officially as non-binary for the first time. And Taiwanese drag queen Nymphia Winds being congratulated by the country's president, no less, for winning RuPaul's Drag Race. She's the first performer from East Asia to do it. President Tsai Ing-wen, who's a big queer ally, has told Nymphia, "Taiwan thanks you for living fearlessly." And your occasional reminder, the best ever drag queen name is Wilma Fingerdoo. It's Pride Daily for Tuesday. LGBTQ plus students in the US are being protected by law against discrimination. Hard to believe they weren't already, but some new rules will come into effect in August, all to do with a civil rights law called Title IX. It means, for example, schools and colleges will have to respect students' pronouns and the bathrooms they choose to use in line with their gender identity. But there's no mention of trans students' participation on sports teams. The Washington Post's Laura Meckler has been telling PBS why she thinks this is.
What they officially say is that regulation, a separate regulation that addresses sports, is not ready yet. But what people tell me who are familiar with the administration's thinking is that really it's the politics and that they don't want to be talking about this question of trans women competing on girls and women's sports teams in the middle of an election year.
Schools that break the rules could be sued, lose funding, or be investigated by the Department of Education. Grindr's being sued in the UK over claims it's been sharing users' personal info, like their HIV status. The gay dating app denies giving it to advertising companies without consent and says it'll respond vigorously. A law firm reckons there are more than 650 users involved in the lawsuit and claims thousands more are affected. And a win for the excellent queer movie All of Us Strangers at this year's Irish Film and Television Academy Awards in Dublin. Paul Mescal's taken a Best Supporting Actor prize for his role as Harry, who gets together with his mysterious neighbour Adam, played by Andrew Scott. The film's directed by Andrew Haig, who's also behind two of my other queer faves, The Movie Weekend and the HBO series Looking, which totally should have got a third season. I heart you, Russell Tovey. Mwah. It's Pride Daily for Wednesday. Hey everyone, guess what? The church is doing itself proud again. Yeah, it is. A Catholic priest in America has resigned over an anti-queer post on Facebook. Father Thomas Held was at St. Joseph the Worker Church and School in Michigan. Not anymore. He apologised online after a gay author read to some children there, referring to a guest who doesn't represent Catholic values. Oh, and he also promised a new vetting system would be implemented, because, you know, can't have gays around kids. The author in question, Dominic Thrasher, tells Fox 17 about the impact this has had.
I came into a classroom to share the joy and love that I have for what I created. And why my sexuality has anything to do with that. the way he made me feel like I'm a predator or a convict or something, it makes me mad.
There've been protests outside the church and lots of calls for Father Held to go. The local bishop says the situation's caused deep sadness to the Lord Jesus. No mention of Dominic. A ban on consensual gay sex has been overturned in Dominica. The Caribbean country's high courts ruled it was unconstitutional, agreeing with a gay man who brought the case. He'd argued the ban stopped him living and expressing himself freely and encouraged hate towards queer people. And around 15,000 people have turned out for the 30th anniversary of Tokyo Rainbow Pride. Marchers were calling for more LGBTQ+ rights and marriage equality. It's one of the biggest pride events in Asia. Just 1,100 were at the first one back in 1994. It's Pride Daily for Thursday, the 100th this year. Woo! This claims a group of male professional footballers in Germany are about to come out as gay. A newspaper there reckons they'll do it on May 17th, which is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, all to do with an initiative called Sports Free, aimed at encouraging people working in football to come out. Germany's Thomas Hitzlsperger announced he was gay after his professional playing career ended 10 years ago. He tells AFP he wants his story to help other footballers.
Hopefully, by talking about it the way I do now, it encourages some others because they see they can still be professional football players, they can play at the highest level and be gay. It's not a contradiction, and therefore, hopefully, it gives some encouragement to young players.
A documentary is planned about the players coming out, called Hide and Seek. Only a handful of gay male professional footballers have spoken their truth around the world. A silly little bigot who vandalised a rainbow pedestrian crossing in New Zealand will have to pay more than $16,000 to fix it. That's money he could have spent on therapy. 31-year-old Ford O'Connor covered the road in Auckland with white paint last month. He's linked to the Christian hate group Destiny Church, which is very anti-queer. And the Pet Shop Boys reckon their new album, which is out tomorrow, is their queer album. Nonetheless, is the group's 15th release. They say it's inspired by LGBTQ+ trailblazers, including gay playwright Oscar Wilde, plus the video for one of the songs features a glory hole. And having glossed over that reference, as you may have seen in our socials, we've got a special series on LGBTQ+ trailblazers next month. It's Pride Daily for Friday. A general election's coming in the UK, but if the right-wing Conservative Party wants LGBTQ+ votes, it's going the wrong way about it. Lawmaker Liz Truss, who was Prime Minister for about 25 minutes, says she now regrets previously calling herself a queer ally, reckons she only did it to keep LGBTQ+ supporters on side. Sure, there's less of those to worry about now, my love. Comes as Education Secretary Gillian Keegan says she'll stop referring to transgender women as women because their understanding has evolved. So, as the saying goes, a fish rots from the head down. Here's current UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appearing to mock trans people in a secret recording from last year.
You may have noticed Ed Davey has been very busy trying to convince everybody that women clearly had penises. And I was reflecting, you all know I am a big fan of everybody studying maths at 18. But it turns out that we need to focus on biology at 18.
Apologies for the poor quality there, and you can take that any way you want. Out gay pro footballer Josh Cavallo says if he was picked for the 2034 World Cup in Saudi Arabia, he'd give it a swerve. They've got the death penalty there for homosexuality. The 24-year-old Australian says he'd be scared for his life, and it's unacceptable for countries with anti-LGBTQ+ laws to be allowed to host. In a school in America that cancelled a planned anti-bullying talk by a gay actor and author has now reinstated the invite. Malik Pancholi was due to speak to students in Pennsylvania till board members decided he might impose his activism and lifestyle onto the kids. There's been a U-turn, though, after a big old backlash. I'm Kev McGrath. See you Monday.